Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is your host, Ryan Dorfman. We're going to get right to it. I got a special guest on the line right now, and I'm gonna try to connect him right now and see if he let's see if he's here. Pochito, are you there, bro?
All right, hang tight. Hold on. We got some technical difficulties, but I'm gonna text him right now. Hold on. And this is odd. All right, hang tight, and we're gonna figure this out. One second. I'm having some technical difficulties with the site right now, but what I will say right now is that Combate just had an amazing event. We just had an amazing event in Fresno. Combate Fresno was absolutely fantastic, and. I'm definitely really looking forward to it. I think I got a caller on the line right now. I think is it Pochito, are you there?
Sorry, wrong line.
Oh, sorry. Okay, hold on. Let me get Pochito on the line here. So, so we just had a fantastic event. That was great. Yeah, it was Pablo Savory versus Anthony Avila, and it was a fantastic, fantastic event and fantastic, a card completely. And I'm just waiting for Pochito, our champion, to call in right now, but he'll be calling in a second. But what I will say about this event is that it was star studded, and here he is right now. He's calling in. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but I think we've got Pochito on the line. Pochito, are you there?
Hey, what's up, Ryan? Thank you for having me. Yes, I'm here and excited to be on the show again.
Pochito, it's good to hear from you, brother. Pochito, like, seriously, man, I really appreciate you taking the time. First of all, how are you, my friend?
You know what, Ryan? Whenever you want to call in, it's all good. You know, we are in camp, but right now I have my downtime and. It's all good, and I've been good, you know, training really hard, very tired, you know, hard work is not easy, so, yeah, feeling good, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, my friend, it was good seeing you in Fresno, I think it was less than 1 week ago. First of all, how did you like the event, Combate Fresno? I know your guy, Pablo Savory. Fought on the card. Talk to me about how you thought the event went.
Not just that fight, but all the fights were really good in that Fresno card, you know. So lately, Fresno's been a hotbed for MMA, right? In December, and well, you know how that went. That was great, and this last time, well, I think I'm pretty sure it's candidate. For fight of the year, Savory and Avila, you know, and it was a great fight. It was very nerve wracking. I was watching the fight from the sidelines, and I was, you know, getting him instruction, but it was very loud already.
Yeah, it was a great fight. I would agree with you on that. Probably fight of the year as of right now. I would say for Combate, but there's a lot of fights left to be had, including yours, my friend. Yours is coming up pretty soon on what is it, March 9th, correct?
Yes, we'll be fighting March 29th. Yes, and Tucson, Arizona, my hometown. So I expect, you know, oh my God, a lot of support from the local crowd and also, you know, we're right on the border with Mexico where. Where my hometown and home state is, so I'm expecting selling out the event, you know, maybe a week prior to the fight.
Mhm. I gotcha. Okay, let's get right to it, man. I'm going to ask you something, and you and I already know the answer to this, but for all the people listening and the especially the keyboard warriors out there, can you, in your own words, explain to everyone who's getting upset why you're not fighting Eric Perez, a.k.a. Goyito?
You know what? I think we all wanted that, first of all, you know, as a Marsh, proving myself and fighting the best guys, you know. And no offense to Gustavo, you know, we had a super close fight. It was a barn burner also in Phoenix, but I thought I had that in the past. I thought I won that fight. I thought Goyo was next, right? Everybody was expecting the fight. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of words said right after his fight in November, and he got promised a title shot, and even in his hometown. And you know what? It didn't happen. It didn't happen. On that fight was never offered to me. Wasn't even. Like I said, not even offered to me. So what can I say? You know, I don't know what Combate and him have to deal with or sort out. But you know what, Ryan, right now, the shoulda, wouldas, couldas, fudas, madas, whatever, don't exist. That's not going to happen. Right now we have Gustavo, you know, he's working hard. I'm working hard. We're both looking forward for this fight. You know, I'm pretty sure he's game planning. We already had three rounds last September. You know, I'm pretty sure he's working on his weaknesses and bettering his strong areas, you know, and I'm doing the same thing. So for all those fans that might be upset because I'm not fighting Goyo, this fight that's coming up is not to be missed, you know. Like, we really want to prove to ourselves, you know, and talking in my name and Gustavo's there, that we're the, like, who the winner is, you know. I wanna solidify my status as a champ and defend my belt, you know. And he thinks he won the first go around. So yeah, you can't miss this one, you know. I hopefully it's not a. I'm working really hard for the odds to be in my favor and to not prolong that fight like I did that last time. I felt like I had it in the first round and I didn't pounce on him and expect me to be very, very mean and ruthless this coming fight.
Absolutely. And I just want to, you know, just throw out a disclaimer to all the fans out there listening that, you know, for you guys, I mean, you really need to, you know, not overlook this fight and just be so concentrated on, oh, why isn't he fighting Goyito? Because first of all, like you know, Protito just said, he doesn't really choose, you know. He just, you know, we put opponents in front of him and he takes them. And if the fight with Goyito ends up lining up in the future, then so be it. But right now, you know, we want you guys to really focus and be serious about this fight with Gustavo, because I know that Protito is serious about it and Gustavo is serious about it. And if you guys aren't serious about it, that kind of takes away from what these guys are doing. So
exactly.
You guys are both very serious. It's a title fight, you know. There's a belt on the line. So this is a great fight, and we'll see what happens in the future. But for now, I'm sure, you know, Pochito is just, you know, focusing on this fight with Gustavo. And you know, going back to that, in Fresno, they faced you guys off. I think a lot of people were wondering – you and I spoke about this. We were actually on the plane together, me and Puchito, going back to Phoenix. Yeah. And we talked about this. But can you tell everyone listening what was Gustavo saying to you when they were facing you guys off in Wahala?
Oh yeah, well when Campbell and Alberto got us in the cage. Yeah, right before the main event, I think it was, right. They face us off and. And, you know, like I said, he really does believe he won that first fight, you know, and it was a close fight. I feel like it could have gone either way, but like I said, I feel like I won it, whatever. I just had to repeat it again like a broken record. But, he thinks he won it. He's like, yeah, keep it shiny for me. And then I think I said something around the lines of, yeah, I wake up every day and I shine it up and I keep it nice and something like that. You know, it's just fun games and all that, mental game warfare that we have. But it's all good, you know. I can't hate on him. I know he's looking for to accomplish his goals. And, hey, you have to believe it, you know. If you don't believe what you're doing, well, you might not. You shouldn't be doing this shit, you know. And he believes it, and that makes a great martial artist, and it's going to make a great fight this March fight we have here in Tucson.
Yeah. So, Paquito, I mean, talk to me about that fight. You know, going forward to the fight against Gustavo coming up on the 29th, what holes that, you know, in your game have you, you know, do you think you've patched up looking forward to this fight?
Well, you know what? I think I've been working on my the wrestling is always gonna be there. You know, Gustavo's wrestling is very high level. He trains with a wrestling camp, you know, and great jiu-jitsu. So yeah, we've been working at that. You know, getting better at that. I'm a martial artist. You know, it's not like I consider myself a striker, but you know, I love jiu-jitsu as well. I just picked up the striking area faster, but. You know, I like keeping getting better. You know, I feel like I've been doing better. You know, all areas, you know, I got my striking sharper and everything. You know, I can't say much, but there's a little few things here and there that I've been working to make sure my game plan comes into fruition on that day, you know, and working hard. There's no secret, you know, waking up every day and sometimes your day, sometimes your body's throbbing, you know, with all the hard work, but you have to get up and beat that lactic acid and keep doing, keep getting my mind, body, soul stronger, you know, and I think that's what we've been doing, and I feel like I'm in a good spot.
Yeah. The first fight, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak firsthand what Gustavo's shape was in. Like when he took that fight short notice, I'm sure he was in pretty good shape, but I'm sure he could have been in even better shape. You know, so one could say that you probably had the advantage going in because he took it on short notice. But, you know, now that he has six weeks now to prepare for you, and I spoke to him the other day, and he definitely feels like he's in great shape now. And I know that you said you're in great shape now. Do you feel like, you know, I mean, where does the advantage lie now that you guys both have equal time to prepare for each other?
You know, what's important right here, I think that makes a difference in every fight camp is that we already face each other, you know. We already know where we're doing good. We know where we need to get better. And, it's game planning, you know, it's being very technical and small areas, maybe sometimes there's very, very small adjustments that will make such a big difference, you know, to my defense, you know, I was fighting a complete striker, you know, and Levy for that fight. So, my nervous system, my everything was set to react to punches and kicks and very explosive striking, and now I'm training another one, like pretty much in the other direction. You know, I'm facing a person that strikes hard, but wants to get me on the ground and beat me up. You know, so I feel we're ready for that, and you know, I'm also ready for if he wants to stand and bang. You know, I always love that, and. I think I proved it one time and time again.
Awesome. And before I let you go, man, can you tell me what your prediction is for this fight?
You know, I want to go out there and pretty much finish what I didn't finish in that first round, you know? And I'm just gonna keep digging that well, you know, so they'll dry it out and finish the fight, you know. There's not much to it. I think there's no secret. Well, what each of us want to do. I'm pretty sure he wants to go back to that guillotine and finish it that this time. I know that's his money move, you know, and, you know, I'm ready for that for sure. And, yeah, I'm excited, you know.
Well, I know that it's not just you fighting. I mean, I know your close friend Eduardo Albube Osuna is also going to be fighting on the card. So it should be a good one. Should be a good one all around.
Yeah, you know, it's a really good fight. Actually, both of my buddies, Andrew Perez and Albube, are very close friends of mine. But you know, that's their decision. That's their careers. You know, they have their goals and their goals to accomplish. And personally, it's a fight that I didn't want to see. But like I said, that this is their life, this is their career, and they're both going for it, you know. And that's also a great fight. I know that both of those guys are never in boring fights. So Tucson's in for a treat, you know. And I think they also have Colby the Stunner Ortiz in the card. And yeah. That's also he's also a veteran of the sport, and especially here in Arizona. So, yeah, we're going to have a great card that day.
Absolutely. Well, Pochito, thank you very much. Again, guys, this is taking place on March 29th, exclusively on The Zone in English in the U.S. and Canada from the Event Center at Casino del Sol in Tucson, Arizona. Friday, March 29th. You can get your tickets now, combateamericas.com, Aldai, Lopez 2. It's going to be an amazing fight. Pochito, thank you very much for taking the time, and I will see you soon.
Thank you, my dude, and we'll be in contact. Thank you.
Thank you, Pochito. Absolutely. Take care, boss.
Bye.
Now, guys, I'm going to bring on his opponent, Gustavo Lopez, and I think he's been listening this entire time. Gustavo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. How's things going, man?
How are you doing, my friend? How's it going?
Been feeling amazing. Soon when I got the call.
Amazing.
I thought
you were in Fresno last week.
Yes. Fresno was fun. We had an action-packed night of fights. Everybody was amazing, specifically a Zoila fight. Oh, loved it. I've been a big fan of her and watching her live. Oh, it was amazing.
And, of course, Gustavo Lopez is talking about Zoila Frausto from Fresno, who had put on an amazing performance, finishing Jamie Nivera, and that was an amazing fight. Amazing fights all around. Pablo Sabori versus Anthony Avila was also amazing. Just a great night of fights, and Gustavo was there. So was Pochito. Obviously, they announced that fight at the event. But Gustavo, you almost broke the news yourself before. You almost broke the news in your own fight.
Couple of times. I got pretty excited too when I got the news. I got at least found out maybe I would say a week or two before they really announced it. And you know me, I'm always ready to fight. I'm the guy to call when you know things fall out and you know they need someone to step in. I'm always game. I'm always ready to put on a show. You know, I took the first fight on a day notice, and that's when I was out, you know, just living my life. I was out fishing, you know, enjoying myself, and then, hey, you want to fight? And I'm like, sure, when's the fight? Like, tomorrow. When's the fight? I'm on my way. that day, I had to cut 23 pounds, and I made 136, so I missed the championship weight by a pound. And that's losing, you know, 20 pounds in just 18 hours. So this time having a full camp, I've been feeling phenomenal. By far the best I've ever felt. Stronger, faster. My cardio is even better shape than it was before. I don't see this fight going to the judges. I'm definitely not letting it go to the judges. We're going to be fighting in his hometown, so I don't need that, you know, this to happen again. I know 100%.
Yeah.
That I won this fight. That I won the first fight. There's no doubt in my mind. There shouldn't be no doubt in his mind that I won. His own corner came up to me after the fight, and they're like, "Hey, man, we thought you won. We didn't know what happened." And I'm like, you know, it is what it is. Things aren't meant to be at the time, but this time is going to be different. This is funny because this would be my third title fight with Combate Americas, and actually, these are the only. Combate has had two title fights, and I've been in both of them. So it's destiny for me to take over and be the king on top.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we alluded, I was alluding to this before with Bochito on the phone. So you really did, you were coming off the couch for that fight. I mean, what was your shape like going in?
I felt good. You know, I'm always training.
Yeah.
I could have been better shape, but people saw the fight. You guys couldn't, they couldn't tell the difference. You couldn't tell if I was just, you know, out doing my thing or just been training the full camp. And I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I was enjoying myself. I was living a good life, you know. I was actually out fishing that day. I was out fishing, enjoying myself, having a couple beers, and then, hey, get a call, like, on the boat. Like, hey, you guys want to fight? And I'm like, okay. You turn the boat around,
mm-hmm.
got back home, packed my bag, flew out of Arizona to take a fight, you know. I'm game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. I'm always here ready to fight.
Obviously, Gustavo Lopez, for you guys that don't know, he fought on the Copa card in December. He was supposed to be an alternate. He was praying that someone would get hurt, but they didn't. But either way, finished Vicente Marquez with the Von Flue choke in 50 seconds. So you were looking good then, man, and it seemed like you really wanted to fight. So I'm very glad that you're getting this opportunity. I mean, how bad did you want to jump in there and fight and be an alternate, an injury alternate during the Copa?
That would have been amazing. My skills in that kind of set of tournament is perfect. I would have ran through everybody in through the Copa, you know. The bullet, the guy that won it, is an amazing striker and a great wrestler. I'm surprised he didn't wrestle more. I thought he would have wrestled because
mm-hmm.
he's a great young, great American, great wrestler. I thought he would use it more and dominate the fight more than he did.
Mm-hmm. But you think that you would have ran through him as well?
I think I would have taken him down, controlled the fight, beat him up. Mike Brown is by far the best around. I think I feel great. My wrestling is top-notch in my grounds. You know, I don't see anyone around like compared to me.
How do you feel when you hear Pochito saying that he wants to finish the fight this time and he's looking to finish the fight, and then you're saying the same thing? How do you feel about him saying that?
I think he's just making stuff up. You know, if you guys look at the fight closely, the two times that he did drop me, it was like I was throwing a kick or my foot was right, and I fell and I came back up. It's different when you drop somebody, you drop them. They fall, eyes roll back, they're laying on their back. They're like, oh, shit, what happened? If you go back, look at the fight, it was a fuck. You hit me, I fell, I came back up immediately and ready to go, throwing back. You know, it's a difference when you're like, when you drop somebody, you know?
Yeah.
And then you look at my side, I was dominating the whole fight, beating him up on his feet, taking him down, beating up on the ground, almost finished him a couple times. Like, I don't see how one judge decided to give him all three rounds. It was definitely a super close fight, you know.
Sure.
Game opponent, you know. He's very tough. You know, he wouldn't be a champion if he wasn't. But I have no doubt. You know, I've been saying, hashtag we all know that I am the champion. I should be champion. I'm the people's champion right now. People don't respect the guy. You know, people don't look at him like, oh, he beat everybody. No. They know he lost. His own teammates, his own cornermen came up to me after the fight, like, hey, man, we thought you won, you know? If his own cornermen saying that, I don't know. I don't know what else could he think. It went the other way, you know? It is what it is.
Okay.
I'm excited. March 29th, he just changed, you know? Change my destiny and just take over.
So you've got 6 weeks now to prepare for this, you know, and you've been, I mean, I'm sure you've been preparing already. That's not including the time you've already been preparing, but, so, that being said, have you kind of been plugging any holes that you felt like, you know, were lacking in your game? Or what's kind of been the focus?
The most focus is kind of just, you know, controlling the fight even more. I did a good job of controlling the fight, but I think I got just too anxious just hitting them so much, probably because of, you know, one day notice. But, hey, I'm going to get in there. I'm going to just dominate the fight. I'm not going to get in, you know, anyway. I feel like, you know, I got too excited the first time. But, you know, I've learned from my lessons, you know. My striking is going to look a lot cleaner. My wrestling is going to look a lot better. My grappling is going to be even more phenomenal than it already is.
Mm-hmm. This is it's obviously a home field fight
for all die. So you know that being said, are you? I mean, can you explain and describe? I mean, I'm sure you understand. I mean, what is it going to be like for you to go in there and possibly, you know, be faced with a lot of boos? You know, I mean, obviously it's a home field fight for a hometown fight, so there's going to be a lot of guys, a lot of locals that are supporting him. Do you see that affecting you in any way?
Not at all. It happened the first time. You know, I walked into it, you know, enemy territory with the first people were booing in the beginning, but it's funny because at the end of the fight, there's some of his fans coming over like, man, you're awesome. We thought you won the fight. I was turning people around. I was turning his own fans to be my fans, you know. We put on a great show. It was an amazing fight, you know, regardless of the outcome. The fight was amazing, and, you know, the fans just enjoyed it. So I think, you know, I'd be surprised. You know, there are going to be some boos out there, but I know, you know, people are fucking, they know me, and they know I'm the best, and I'm going to take over, like I'm saying. You know, we all know, man. We just all know.
So I was asking him, and I want to ask you the same question now. I was asking him when you guys faced off in Fresno with Campbell and Alberto, what was being said? What were you saying to him? What was he saying to you? I know there were some words being exchanged. What was being said?
Oh, I was just saying, like, hey, it's nice to, you know, play with my belt. Because, you know, like I said, we all know that, you know, I should have won that fight. Politics and other stuff aside, he knows I won that fight. He can walk around, you know, with his fake toy on his over his shoulder, but I am the champion. No doubt. And this is going to be more rematch for him so he can prove himself. And if it goes the way as planned, I'm just going to take over and he's going to get finished.
At any point, like, when you guys were in Fresno, like, and you were near the belt, did it ever come into your head, like, do I want to, like, hold the belt, like, take the belt from him, like, playfully, or, like, did that ever pop into your head? Like, do you ever get close to doing that?
Yeah, a little bit. I got pretty excited about it because I know, you know, I could dominate him. I'm going to take over, you know, and it is what it is. But I could wait till March 29th to get that belt handed to me. It's all good.
Okay. A lot of people are, you know, I mean, I'm not sure if you've seen the comments, but, you know, Goito himself actually commented on the Combate post announcing the fight. And he said, I'm not sure if you read what he said, but he basically said, it's really weird to see this fight. How do you feel about that? What do you think he's trying to say? How would you interpret that?
I don't know how he would see it. It is like, this is a new guy that's just coming, you know, coming to Combate. I'm one of the pioneers from Combate. I fought on the first show here in Las Vegas, and I've been with the companies ever since. You know, I'm the top dog here. He can't just show up and be like, expect to win one fight and then get a title shot. You know, we have a lot of tough guys. 135, Combate Americas, I feel it's stacked. We have amazing, amazing fighters. You know, run through some more fighters and then get another shot at the title. Don't just come in, he had one fight here with Combate and wants to right away be the champion? No. Put in your time, keep winning, and it's going to happen. If not, you know, there's more challenges. Combate, we're stacked. We're ready to go.
There's a lot of keyboard warriors out there that have been saying that, you know, oh, Odai should be fighting Goito. This is not the fight to make. Have you received any comments on Instagram that have been, like, funny to you or anything, like, funny that you've seen that's really stood out to you?
Not at all. Not lately. I've been really on it and making sure I reply to everybody that, you know, mentioned me or mentioned about the fight. I know they're going to be amazing. And, you know, it is what it is. After the fight goes on, it's going to happen. They're going to love it. It's going to be one amazing fight, and you don't want to miss it.
Okay. So let's say you win, all right? Let's say you win the fight, and then Goito starts calling you out. Yeah, let's say you win the fight, and Goito starts calling you out.
We'll see. We'll let Campbell and the president, you know, good with that. You know, I'm ready to fight. I feel I could dominate too. I feel I could dominate him as well. You know, me and he fought one of my teammates, Brian Carraway, and we finished him already. you know, that we don't know the game plan. He's a tough fighter, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I expect everybody in Combat America, the top fighters, are going to be tough. No surprise. But there's nothing, you know, there's nothing that surprises me about him. He's a great fighter. You know, I've been seeing him fight for a long time. But, you know, we'll see what happens after I win this belt.
Absolutely. Guys, again, Gustavo, first of all, again, thank you very much for taking the time. Again, guys, this fight is on Friday, March 29th at the Casino del Sol in Tucson, Arizona, live exclusively on the Zone in English in the U.S. and Canada. Buy your tickets now, combateamericas.com, and see these two guys go head-to-head. It's going to be a great fight. Gustavo, thank you very much, man. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Can't
thank
wait.
You. I'll see you soon.
Definitely.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Gustavo Lopez, you know, and obviously we had Pochito before. This is going to be an amazing event, guys, so really, seriously, tune in. If you can't be there at the event, like I said, it is live exclusively on the Zone in the U.S. and Canada, and you can get a trial for like 1 week free, so just put a credit card down. If you want to cancel, go ahead, cancel after it, but I highly recommend watching this fight. If you're going to be in the area, Tucson, Arizona, You got to buy tickets to this fight. You have to go. You have to go. It's going to be an amazing, amazing fight. And the other fights on this card, Oscar Jacare Suarez is going to be fighting Joao Camilo, Andy Perez versus Eduardo Albube Osuna, Cody Wareham fighting Gabby Romero, Marisol Ruelas fighting Corey Ward. There's going to be some amazing, amazing fights. Not just the main event. You know, the entire card is going to be very, very good. And so this could be fight of the year, honestly. I know we mentioned Sabordi versus Avila being fight of the year. This could be the fight of the year. So, again, March 29th, Combate Americas, Tucson, Arizona, Casino del Sol. Be there or be square, all right? All right, we'll see you there, okay? Thank you guys very much for listening. I do appreciate it. And come out and watch, all right? Thanks, guys, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.